Would you ever use the term stable? Are there any stables around here? Or?
There's no stables here. I associate that with a large place where there would be a lot of horses.
Some riding horses or race horses,
right.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Is there a special place where you would ever milk a cow, says if you weren't milking them in the barn and in the dairy?
Just in a, maybe like the horse in a shed like or something where you could kind of have up in a close place where you wouldn't go right out in the middle of a pasture and milk a cow.
Have you ever heard the term milk gap used?
No.
Mm-hmm. Where would you usually keep your hogs and your pigs?
In hog pens.
Mm-hmm. Any other name you ever heard for that? Ever heard anybody call it a hog run or hog crawl around here?
Well, now, hog parlor, I've heard that term. That's where you keep your hogs inside a building all the time.
Is there any advantage to keeping them inside?
The only thing is that was keeping them, if you were raising them for market, they would be clean. They have to keep them clean, the pens real clean. They are separated in these parlors. And then another advantage of that, if they were farrowing pigs, you would have them in a close place where they would not lie down on them.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the term dairy as a place of kind of a barn for cows and milk cows. Any other thing that term, does that word mean anything else for you? Dairy, you ever use that? Any other connection?
The only thing I associate it with is with milk.
I mean, have you ever heard anybody around here use that as a word for the place where you would store, say, potatoes or turnips?
No.
Not a term in Alabama. You mentioned the term lot. Is that the place where the animals usually run around and outside the barn?
It's an enclosed area.
Would you have any other name for that?
I don't think so.
You ever use barnyard? Anybody around here ever use barnyard? Maybe is that something different?
Well, to me it was not an everyday term to use barnyard.
And if you didn't have your cows in the lot, where would they usually be?
In the pasture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you ever raise cotton around here?
Yes.
Do you remember the kinds of things you had to do in raising cotton?
No, I'm not too familiar with raising cotton other than preparing the land, planting the seed. And then after it came up, they called it chopping the cotton. That was to block out, space the stalks out. Maybe some of the weak stalks were cut away and left the stronger ones there. And then I really don't know all that goes on in the farming part.
Your cotton usually grows in a what?
A field.
Mm-hmm. What about tobacco?
A field.
Now, what about things like peas?
Well, most everyone had home gardens, and peas and beans and things like that was grown there. Onions, cabbage.
Well, did you ever use the term patch?
We do if you plant peas off away from the garden in an area. Maybe you have an acre or something, you say that's a patch, pea patch.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned enclosed areas. What kind of fences do people usually have around here?
A wire fence, an electric fence now, a barbed wire fence is more or less for separating your pasture land or wherever you want it, or the electric fence.
Did you ever have any kinds of wooden fences?
Not in my lifetime, but I've heard them speak of the rail fence.
Have you ever seen a fence that comes up to a point like this?
That was called a picket fence.
Ever heard an older term for that? Ever heard anybody call it a pale fence?
Pale fence, yes.